Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Cheap Thrills on Today FM Weekend Breakfast. Allison Curtis with you. Before the Masoche and Anxiety, exactly 11:27. Bonjour, Arthur. Comment ça va?
Bonjour, mon amour. Oh my God, can I just say something? You are spinning some incredible tunes on this Sunday morning. I am loving this. I was like dancing, getting ready, because I'm getting ready to go to Rattang. And I was like, yes, Allison. And also, the fact that you gave me a beautiful fact regarding Sweet Dreams, I didn't know that. How amazing is that?
Some
of the iconic songs created in middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Think about it.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And it was lovely to play it as well. Arthur Gerlin, how are you doing this morning? You've been part of something really special. And we've been running this competition all weekend, the Kellogg's Cool Camps. And you were part of something called Cool and Curious recently.
Cool and Curious. Allison, it's my second year, honestly, coming back to Kellogg's GAA Cool Camps as ambassador. Like, with my own eyes, I've seen these camps are simply amazing. I absolutely love it, especially bringing all the kids together, right? Through fun, fitness, and the magic of Gaelic games. You know me now for a long time. You know, since I've been in Ireland, I made Ireland my home.
Yeah.
And I know just how powerful, you know, the feeling and to, you know, the belonging to be here. And that's why when they approached me second year, I was like, absolutely, like there was no words. I straight away said, yes, I am doing
this.
That's why I adore Cool and Curious Initiative. You know, they're opening the doors for even wider, welcoming children from immigrant family, which, you know, I'm part of that too, experience the joy, the connection and community spirit that GAA is all about.
It's incredible. And like, so it was 100 children, including many living in international protection accommodation services as well from local communities. And just sport, as we know, it's not everyone's avenue into a new environment, but it is an avenue for a lot of people to get to meet new community members.
Plus, you know, remember, it's for kids, you know, between 6 and 13. And also, some of these kids, they have no opportunity to experience that.
Mm.
For them to come out for a day, for a couple of hours, to kick a ball, meet new friends, and make memories. And like I said, you know, I was in, let me get this right, Liz Dunvarna, oh my God. It was such a beautiful. I'm learning, Allison, I'm learning.
It's okay, I've been here longer than you.
I was there, honestly, seeing the kids' faces light up. We were dancing, we were singing, we were kicking the balls, we were doing hurling. And also, like I said, it's not about just the sport also. It's the family, the inclusion, and the love everybody was. We didn't care what's happening around the world. We were just having a couple of hours with kids, having the best time. And that's why, obviously, we had Damien and Amy, you know, the professional.
Yes.
You know, I was just dancing and loving life. So, no, I'm so proud and privileged.
That's great. And Arthur, actually, I was recently in the Irish Times just talking about my love of Ireland. And one of the things that, you know, I've been here since 1999, so a really long time,
You're practically Irish, Alison.
I am. Yeah. I actually am a citizen, but I still, for some reason, say Canadian before. Anyway, but that it's, you know, diversity and inclusion, never more than now has it been so important to remind ourselves of this, to remind ourselves that Ireland is a nation that many people, its citizens, had to travel abroad in previous years. So we should be welcoming to everyone who comes to our nation.
So true. You know what? We all know, like, I'm Armenian, right? And I know there's more Armenians around the world than in Armenia. And also Irish people are so loved around the world. There's so many people, Irish people actually around the world. And that's why I love being in Ireland, because, you know, the welcome is so beautiful. And I'm not citizen yet. fingers crossed, but I feel Irish, you know.
Yeah.
I have two daughters, I'm married to an Irish man. I feel more than Irish than ever. You know, when sometimes now people ask, oh, where are you from? I'm from Ireland. And I'm like, oh, no, sorry, I'm Armenian.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I will never forget my roots, but Ireland is home, and it's so beautiful to be here, and the inclusion is so powerful. I love it.
It is.
Yeah.
And, like, it's especially powerful when, you know, people like you and me, we've decided to make it our home. We weren't from here originally. Mm-hmm. We've decided to make it our home. Actually, speaking of your husband, it was only, I think it was last week, we were cross paths in the office. He's on a sister station. He's like, do you know they have a new podcast? Or I was like, I want to have him on the show. He's like, I'll put in a word. And I was like, I think it's okay. Well, we can ask him as well. So you do have a new podcast, which is Gas, with another friend of the show, Donald Skehan.
Yes, yes. Do you know what? Because I met Donald literally like a couple of years ago, and we moved here, everybody knows, probably half of Ireland know we moved to Ireland together in lockdown, obviously, in 2020.
Yeah.
And we always, you know, he's like my brother, a brother from another mother, like they say. I never had. I always wanted a brother. So we get on so well. And after all these years, we decided, because we did hire a law road, and we get on so well, and we're like, do you know what?
Yeah.
Let's just sit and talk about, I'm not going to say the name, but just like you say, Nolan, you know, let's just talk about anything.
Yes, of course. But your chemistry is amazing. And like, I think people know, obviously, Donald as a chef, but he is hilarious, and his videos
are crazy. He is so funny. People don't see that side that I always say in the podcast. I always say, why are you going back to be, hello, I'm Donald Skehan. I was like, something like that. You know, it's not a TV show. Let's be real here. I bring the like cuteness, the wildness, the campiness in him, and I love that. That's why I think the podcast worked, because, you know, to be honest, we just launched it without sponsor, without anything. I was like, let's go with it. What worse can happen, Alison? Life is too short. We don't know what will happen tomorrow. So we launched, and I swear to God, we were number one in like a few weeks.
I know.
In a row. I was like,
well,
what?
Listen, Arthur, I'm not actually surprised by that, because you're both just putting out positivity in the world, and people need a break from everything at some point. So it's just so wonderful. I can't not recommend it enough as well.
Thank you.
And before I let you go, you've provided not one but two children now for me to do cute aggression with and just pinch and bite through my phone. They're so cute. And family life looks lovely for you guys, for you and Brian and the girls. And it looks like everything is just settled in quite nicely with the new addition as well.
Do you know what? They're both the little rascals. Don't be fooled by their beautiful, cute little faces. They're rascals, of course. They will always keep us on our toes, but we are so blessed every morning, Brian and I, you know, before he gets ready to go to his radio show, me getting ready for it. They were like, how blessed are we?
Yeah.
They just enjoy life. Like, even we just came back from South of France, you know, family is the way. Obviously, as you know, I don't have family here. You know,
yeah.
My family is around the world. My family is my friends and the Irish people. So I'm like, this is my family I'm building here. And every morning I wake up, I'm like, I'm so blessed. How can I ever complain?
They're beautiful, and you guys deserve everything. Arthur, I'm going to find another reason to have you on the show again. Thank you so much. Take care. Happy Sunday. Thanks,
you
Arthur.
Too.
Take care. Bye. Bye. Speaking of children, Robert Miles on Today FM.